You know what time it is. It's 3 p.m. on Thursday, October 15th, 2015. And this is Mario Lawson. You're listening to In the Hot Box with Doc Rio, the place where your story, our story, is history. That's right. I'm back. I'm back on the air. And you know what? I was going to actually do an interview this week, but things came crazy pumping through the pipeline. You're listening to KPCRadio.com. And I hope you're enjoying the shows we have on this season. But let's get a little bit past that for a moment. One of the things I want to really talk about is right here. It's Obama's numbers. And I really want to talk about Obama's numbers because I think we get caught up in what we hear on the media, the propaganda, the things we see around YouTube, the web, all the video. There's a lot of facts out there. And most people just listen to what the news pumps out. Now, that's not good. That is definitely not good. We have several sources on the web that give us the true facts of what's going on out there. So, and the reason why I want to really talk about his facts is a couple of reasons. I mean, there are a couple of reasons. One, I got some numbers from April and January. But I also have some numbers from October, and it shows the difference of some of the things that have been happening throughout the year, some of the things that have been happening since he's been in office, and it breaks it down. And this website, if you don't know, is called factcheck.org. It's factcheck.org, okay? That's F-A-C, T as in Tango, C as in Charlie again, H-E. C as in Charlie, K as in Kilo. All right? Now, if you didn't understand fact check, if you can't find it on the web, you could just look up Obama's numbers. All right? I typed in Obama administration numbers, and I got a whole list of different facts. So let's get right to it. Okay. Specifically, I want to talk about, I'm going to break it down. It says, Obama's numbers, April 2015 update. Jobs, earnings, health insurance, oil production, exports, and more. Our latest installment of what of the Obama scorecard. Now, they do this every quarter, so I'll be giving you some more updates from October. Just hold on for a second. These say highlights from our latest update of the statistical record of President Obama's time in office. Now, it says under Obama, the economy has added 7.2 million jobs and the unemployment rate is now lower than the historical median. That's the first thing I want to point out. All right. The number of job openings is up to its highest point in 14 years and the number of long-term jobless has now dropped below where it was when Obama took office. Real weekly earnings are up 3%, but the number of persons receiving food stamps remains stubbornly high. Just the way it is. The administration says 16 million have gained health insurance as a result of the Affordable Care Act. But the National Center for Health Statistics estimate that 37 million others still lack coverage last year. The U.S. increased its domestic crude oil production last year by more than it has in over 100 years. The U.S. now relies less on imported oil than it has since the Nixon administration. The clock has run out on Obama's promise to double U.S. exports in 5 years. They went up only 39%. All right, now, the breakdown has a infographic, which I love infographics because they break down things. And I'm just going to give you the ups and downs through this. You can come and check out the website and actually get the numbers, okay? So it says Obama's numbers 2015 first quarter report from factcheck.org. It says jobs are up, unemployment rate is down, long-term unemployment is down, job openings is up, business startups is up, business deaths People committing suicide or crazy things happening on jobs are down. Consumer prices are up. Real weekly earnings are up. Food stamp recipients are up. Home ownership is down. Corporate profits is up. The S&P 500, which is our stocks and everything that has to do with our money markets and actually everything that drives our economy. Our S&P 500 is what drives our economy. Our stock market drives our economy. It's up. All right. Newly insured, 16% Affordable Care Act. Still uninsured, 37 million. All right. Then it drops down. Debt held by public is up. U.S. crude oil production is up. Petroleum imports is down. Wind and solar power is up. New car miles per gallon is up. Exports of goods and services is up. Guantanamo prisoners is down. U.S. military fatalities since 2008, 267. Afghanistan, 1,728. And these are all since Obama joined office. It is up. It is up since he joined the office, all right, of president. Now, all figures reflect most recent data available as of 4/6/2015 since 1/20/2009, unless otherwise noted in our story. Caution, no single number can tell the whole story. And that's important because no single number can really tell the whole story. I had a conversation with somebody the other night, and I felt like he wasn't checking the facts when he spoke about Obama. Now, let me clear the air real quick. I'm not here right now talking about this because I'm backing Obama, because I'm really not backing Obama in this. What I'm doing is looking at the facts because I don't trust any president. Let me just break it down. I don't trust any president will be able to do what they say they're going to do when they get into office because I know how this government works. It works much like the military, which I was involved in. The politics you face on both sides of the fence are what the overall group and the overall group of people in power put upon you, all right? And any leader in any faction of our government, in any faction of business, in any faction of organization, of an actual organization or a nonprofit organization, should I say, any nonprofit organization will tell you this. They go in with a list of things they want to do and only complete maybe a quarter of that list. If, I don't even know if they even complete a quarter of that list. They might, and I can't talk for some reason. Maybe I need some water real quick. But, I'm knocking over stuff. But I believe that they only are physically allowed or capable. Now, I wouldn't say allowed, capable of completing so many tasks. They only have 8 years, 4 years usually. But in like 8 years, you only start to see some of the effects of what he has accomplished within the 4 years, the second term of his office. Now, when you talk about somebody like Bush who spent a certain amount of time spending our money, sending troops to war, there are things that he did that people overlook. I want to say that. Bush wasn't as bad of a president as, I could say he's worse president, but he's not as bad as a president as some of these corporate officers of some of these corporate companies. He's not as bad as a president as some of these people who run nonprofit organizations. You really have to look at these guys in terms of what they're dealing with and who they're dealing with. Now, the problem with the presidency is that he has to cater to the public and cater to the people who run the power and money in the country. Now, that small percentage actually allows us to have an economy. That small percentage of people who actually have a large amount of money, they help us have an economy. But yet and still, through that, they do actually control how our economy moves in a sense. But they can't control it all. They can't control it all because we have a market, a free market. One more time, a free market that people can invest in and build upon. We have a free
type of corporate structure where people can come out and, as it shows you, business startups are up 18%. You know, I mean, we got businesses starting up constantly all over the places. And these businesses that start up, what do? They raise our employment rate and they lower our unemployment rate. And they raise our employment rate for long-term employment. Long-term employment, or maybe short-term employment. But I mean, it actually definitely cuts the long-term unemployment rate. You see what I'm saying? I heard a statement from this guy that people don't want to hire military because of psychological problems. I can see that. I can see that some companies don't want to do that. But I can't see that majority of people, majority of businesses do not. And the reason why I say that is because there are several hundreds, several thousands of people in these businesses who are military. And there are several thousands of people out there who have successfully moved on after their detachment from a war, from going to war. There are people who have been successful. So when you... when I hear a statement like that, when somebody comes to me with a statement like that, I really start to feel like they really aren't fact-checking. They're hearing their world in their world. There are some businesses that won't hire military. And I find that really rude, crude, and socially unacceptable. Because people like me may have post-traumatic stress. People might like me may have sometimes anger issues. Yes, I do. I fight them all the time. People like me have anxiety issues. But we build a country off the fact that we live in a country that needs to be protected. And I feel like that's a total disrespect to those going out there, giving their lives so that you can have a company. Why don't you take your butt out there and give your life, put your life on the line, and come home and feel disrespected because people do not want to hire you. That can build up more post-traumatic stress. Now, for me, I don't have that issue. I wasn't hireable for medical reasons. And maybe they did stem from military injury, but they were part of, you know, I mean, I'm an intelligent guy. I can go out and figure out how to get work. And I figured out how to make money when I couldn't make money. I figured out what I needed to do. There is things in this country we can do legally. Let me say that one more time. There are things in this country we can do legally and recover from being unemployed and recover from not having things and recover from losing it all. You see, so if I can see that as a smart guy, there are people who don't understand it, but there are people out there that will tell you, that will sit down with you and break it down for you. You just have to be willing to get up off that curb. And I think I go back to this because, you know, I'm hearing, oh, we can't help the homeless in our own country. You know, you gotta help those who want to be helped. There are programs. And when this person was talking, they were talking about veterans. Now, I'm a veteran who fought for 15 years to get medical treatment that I couldn't get until Obama got in office. Let me rephrase that one more time. I fought many years to be taken care of like I needed to be from the United States government after being a veteran. But there's so much red tape in the way that keeps veterans down. Until Obama stepped in office, doors started opening up. Vets got benefits that they never got before for years. Vets that lived on installations like the VA hospital got benefits that they didn't get for years. I'm a witness to it, and I've seen thousands go through that program when I was getting in the program. I've seen thousands make it to that next step, that next level. And to hear from somebody who's never been in the military, who never made it to that point, something like this. For me, what I understand from this is that he is not the only one. If I was to take an actual sample of the population and sit down and do the statistics on it, I would bet, and this is an assumption, I would bet that maybe 45% of the people in America, after taking this pop, because after I take it, you know, if I take the right size of it, as most of us know through statistics, and yes, I'm taking statistics right now, but anyway, as many people know that if you take the proper sample and you do your research and you do your statistics properly, you can actually come out with a population estimate that actually covers the entire population in the United States. All right, that is a good general estimate of what's actually going on. I would guess, and I would assume. Nah, I don't want to say assume. I would guess, because it's just a guess. If I actually sat down and did it, that we would come up with 45% of the United States population who feel the same way because they don't really understand the facts. They feel the same way because of what they hear on TV and what they hear on the radio and what they see from friends who don't really know the facts. You know, I can tell you a lot of facts. I can tell you a list of people who I know that follow God like fervently, but they don't know a word in the Bible because they won't pick up the Bible and read it. It's that same crowd out there that'll listen to what's on TV and believe it without reading the facts. That to me kills me. It kills me because I was one of those people. Right now I'm busting my butt to read facts. Why? So I maintain in the know. Because if I don't maintain in the know, I get lost. I think I talked about this before in a rant before. If you don't go out, seek, and obtain knowledge, you will be left behind. If you don't go out, seek, obtain, and gain knowledge, you will be left behind. It's just simple mathematics. Because those out there building these, what's the numbers here? Those out there building these 18% of the startups out there, 18% above what it was in 2009, January 2009. All right. Those out there building these startups went out and sought out information so that they can build it. I feel like I got a lot of research to do in a lot of places because I'm constantly reading and trying to find out stuff, especially as a business owner, because I'm trying to expand my business, not trying to expand it the way most people may think. And I'm not going to get into that because I don't want to tell you all my ins and outs of what I plan right now, because if you want to, you can come on by. You know, I mean, if you really want to talk to me about it, I'll let you read my business plan. But that's a whole nother story. Okay. The ins and outs of, what was I talking about? The ins and outs of how to build a business, how to build their business the way they want to. And most of these startups, I'll bet you, are technology startups. So they really had to study. They really had to learn. And most of these technology startups, there are kids coming out of Harvard, Stanford. They're coming out of these schools, you know, Yale. They're coming out of these schools with these degrees ready to go launch out. And I hear a lot of people who, rewinding back, who are my age, who are Luddites. I don't want to really get down on you for being a Luddite. Be a Luddite if you want to be a Luddite. But remember, the future is passing you by. You don't have to have 15 cell phones. You don't have to be like me, have an iPad, have an iPhone, or you know, iPhones and iMacs and be all into social media. You don't have to be all that. But you have to be able to access information. I just think that's, you know, what happens one day when you can't get to a library? All the libraries are closing down. I mean, at least in my old neighborhoods, all those neighborhoods where kids grew up in the hood, you know what I'm saying? There ain't no libraries in the hood no more. Hardly are gone. They're gone. People don't read books as much as they used to. And I love reading. I do. I got several books. You know, I don't read them as much as I used to, though. Because information is at my fingertips. Doesn't mean I don't read anymore. It just means I don't read by the book, from books anymore. You know what I mean? By the book. I don't read by the book. Yeah, I probably don't read by the book. Because I've had to force myself to read properly over the years. Even though I've been great at English, you know, Shanker will tell you different. Mr. Shanker, who would Shankerize people at Hamilton High School. That was his line. You know, you had to, if you took AP English, you know, he might say something different because I never did anything in his class and I ditched his class. I'm just be honest. I never, when I was a kid, I never understood what it meant to learn English. I always felt like it was a waste of time until I needed to use it. Until I needed to use it to speak, communicate, use proper words. My dad always, I think it was my dad, maybe it was my mom. Sometimes dad, mom, sometimes they get mixed up because they say some of the same things. I think they both said it, actually. Everything has a name. That's an important one right there. Everything has a name. You know what I'm saying? You hear people all the time say, that thing over there or it over there, you know. Yeah, I can understand, but what is it? What is that? What is what you're talking about? Figure out what the name of it is and use the name. Because that is proper communication. I may not be the best communicator in the world. I'm not trying to be the great communicator. That's Reagan. But I want to make sure that I get the information that I have on my chest across to people. And if I can't get the information across to you, if I can't get the facts that I want to read off this page to you, then I'm doing the wrong thing. And before I sign out of here, because it's getting close to the end of this broadcast, I'm only going to do a half an hour show today. I fluctuate different things, but got stuff to do. Got program director stuff to get done and post to get out. So, and hosts that are happy to hear their shows online. So I'm happy to give them to them. But here, right here, I'm going to break down this before I get out of here. Obama's numbers since 2015, October 2015 update. All right. So this is the most recent update, so you can really hear the changes. Or if you listened earlier, you might hear some of the changes here. It says, since Barack Obama first took office, the economy has added nearly 8.4 million jobs, more than six times the number gained under George W. Bush. All right. The number of job openings doubled to a record 5.7 million. Nearly 15 million fewer people lack health insurance coverage. Corporate profits are at record levels. Stock prices have more than doubled. That means our economy is going up. Okay. However, median household income was down 3% as of 2014. And the official poverty rate was 1.6 percent points higher. 1.6% is a lot, but it's not really as much in the whole scheme of things. But yeah, it is a lot. The rate of home ownership has dropped to the lowest point in nearly half a century. The federal debt, and that has to do with the bubble. You know what I'm saying? How can you fix a bubble popping? That just sounded weird. The next thing, the federal debt owed to the public has more than doubled. That is already a stem off of the federal debt already doubling from the bubble. You know what I mean? You really got to look back at the history here, folks, of what's going on when you look at since he's been in office too. Okay. And what was down. And we already know the employment rate was down. So it rising, he made a change to the employment rate, which is the most more, I'm going to say that's the most important thing for every person in this country, the employment rate. It needs to go up. It needs to continue to go up. And anybody thinking that's a small thing needs to wake up and smell the coffee and get off of food stamps. Next, jobs. And I said that. All right, jobs. jobs are still up. Unemployment rate is down. This is from the infographic that I wanted to show you. Obama's numbers, 2015, third quarter. Third quarter projection report from factchecker.org. It says jobs are up.
Unemployment rate is still down. Long-term unemployment rate is still down. Job openings is up. Business startups went up another percent, 19% now. Business debt down 21%. Whoa, they're going down. It was 18%. It went down even further. Median household income still at 3%. Poverty rate 1.6%. And let's keep moving here. Scroll down. And uninsured, negative 14.8 million. Did I not say that before? Nearly fewer people lack health. Yeah, I said that earlier. Okay, so consumer prices are up. Real weekly earnings are up. Food stamp recipients are still up 42% at the same rate they were. And home ownership is negative 4.1 points. All right, that's still kind of low if you really think about it. Corporate profits, I mean, it's lowest rate ever, but it's not, you know, well, actually, that's points. Sorry. Let me rephrase that. That's really low. Corporate profits up 175%. And S&P 500 is up 147%. The S&P, our stocks, you know what I mean? People don't, you know what I mean? People aren't looking. They aren't reading. They aren't getting this information. Let me keep pumping it out. The debt held by the public is up 107%. All right. The crude oil production is up 90%. That's in this country. That means we're not importing. Petroleum imports is down 59%. That's almost 60% down. All right. Wind and solar power is up 258%. New car MPG is up 20%. Export of goods and services is up 33%. Guantanamo prisoners is down negative 53%. And still to this day, those U.S. military fatalities is still at 271 and 1740 in Afghanistan. Actually, it went up 20. We lost 20 more people in both Iraq, and no, in Afghanistan, and we lost three or four more people in Iraq, which could have been just incidents. You know, I mean, we have a lot of training incidents. It's just the way the military is. Now, and people are like, no, man, that's like, you know what? We actually do have a lot of training incidents. I want to step into that. People think, oh, yeah, it's conspiracy or they're going and doing. We do have a lot of training incidents because we train for war. I just got to shake my head to that. Anybody not getting that? We train for war. Hands up in the air. I'm shaking my head. If you don't get that, I don't know what to tell you. Mama told me not to argue with fools. So I could go on forever about this. You know, this is a deeper analysis that digs into it. Get out there and read it yourself. Factchecker.org. You can check Obama's numbers. You can check Bush's numbers. This is Mario Lawson right here reminding you, don't drink and drive this weekend. Make sure that you get a designated driver. You get an Uber. You get a Lyft. I'll put a code at the bottom of this post. I forgot to do it on my other post, but I'll make sure it's in there on the rest of my posts for the rest of the season. If you are a student at Pierce College, you know to get out there and get your education, but you also know to get in that student health center and get those free condoms. I know you guys are out there doing the dirty. If you're underage, please don't be doing the dirty. If you're under 18, don't be doing the dirty yet. Wait till you're 18. I'm just saying. Just saying. I know you're doing it anyway, but get above age first. Get some mind on your shoulders a little bit, at least, before you get out there and fall in love with somebody who's going to break your heart. Anyway, not that it happened to me. That didn't happen when I was 17. I actually enjoyed life when I was 17. My exes will tell you. Anyway, this is Mario Lawson signing off for KPCRadio.com. I'm out of here.